rabbi, but Rabbi Chaya represents in many ways the dead center of what the yeshiva binyan was. In the yeshiva binyan, I mean the Olam HaYeshivas, Rabbi Chaya was a Talmud Muvik Rav Chaim, and it's interesting, he didn't continue the Brisker tradition, but he was a Talmud Muvik in his learning. He was, his Amkus, his Igiyas HaTorah, his Kedusha and Taras HaNefesh were the paradigm in the yeshiva world for them. And in many ways, it sort of is the heart and soul of what we would call yeshivish. Kol Kol HaTorah with a tremendous dveikus. I learned by Talmidim of his. Once he would start thinking of learning, nothing else existed. He didn't know there was anything around him. Tremendous depth, very not an easy sefer to understand. Tremendous tzitkis, tremendous erlichkeit, and that's sort of the yeshivas we've seen. And somehow he's come to be sort of the closest to the center of what we feel the tradition from behind came down. So unfortunately we don't have more time, but we're going to drive by that. He was in Vilna like everybody else was when the war came, and everyone came to congregate in Vilna to be around the Rebbe Chaim Oizen and so on.